1 o'clock. Bon appetit.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 19, Polokwane 22, Rustenburg 23 degrees.
Thank you. Germiston M2 westbound delays heading towards the N3 Geldenhuys interchange. And the new roadworks, R21 northbound. Kempton side, you've got lane closures between Pomona Road and the R23 Benoni exit.
The Itumeritzburg High Court judge Nkosinathi Cele has struck off the roll former President Jacob Zuma's case to privately prosecute advocate Billy Downer and journalist Karen Morn. Zuma accused Downer and Morn of illegally leaking a doctor's letter to the media. Downer is also the lead prosecutor in the multi-billion rand arms deal against Zuma. Zuma's legal team intend to approach the Constitutional Court to appeal the order.
I make the following order. The private prosecution by Mr. Zuma of Mr. Downer and Ms. Morn is removed from the role. Such removal is without prejudice to the rights of Mr. Zuma. Mr. Downer and Ms. Morn are directed to appear as accused persons in the private prosecution on the date to be determined.
The Automobile Association is predicting petrol price increases next month. Spokesperson Eleanor Mavimbela says motorists could be paying between 37 and 38 cents more for a litre of petrol. However, there could be some good news for diesel users.
Diesel is set to decrease by 35 cents a litre, while illuminating paraffin is also set to come down by 28 cents a litre. A review of the data shows that the expected increases in the cycle under review are a result of fluctuations in international product prices that took a sharp upward trajectory at the beginning of the month. The relative stability of the rand against the US dollar in the early part of the month is contributing only a small margin to the expected increases.
The city of Tshwane has commenced with the water meter audit drive in Hammanskraal. This follows the recent launch of the Mahali's Water Package Plant project, which aims to ensure clean water supply to the residents of Hammanskraal by September. Deputy Mayor Nasipi Moya says officials and contracted service providers will also do data collection.
It is important that the residents open their doors to our teams. This is how you identify our teams. They will be carrying a signed letter from the city of Tshwane indicating that this team is either contracted to conduct the audit or these are officials from our audit department.
In news abroad, a contentious bill that aims to eventually phase out smoking in Britain advanced in Parliament yesterday. This as the House of Commons voted in favour of the controversial measure. The bill would ban the selling of tobacco products to anyone born after the 1st of January 2009, effectively raising the smoking age by a year each year until it applies to the whole population. And bumblebees can surprisingly withstand days underwater, according to a study published yesterday, suggesting they could withstand increased floods brought by climate change that threaten their winter hibernation burrows. Why is this important? Well, the survival of these pollinators are crucial to ecosystems, and it's encouraging amid worrying global trends of their declining populations. I'm Chanel September, more news in Afrikaans at 2.
What kind of noise do they make? Straw for that one. No, metal straw, please. Thanks, Chanel. Further details on Jacka News at the website. Hit the news tab.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. on Jacaranda FM.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately, I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a